From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Theo, July 23rd. Five things in tech that mattered this morning. Let's start with the one that surprised me most. Let's get into it. First, from Computer World, Monday.com cuts 20% of its workforce to restructure for the AI era. I just read about Monday.com's restructuring plan, and it's got me thinking. They're cutting 20% of their workforce, about 620 people, as they shift to a flatter team structure and focus on AI-driven workflows. This isn't about replacing humans with AI, but rather about streamlining their organization to better adapt to the changing landscape. They're investing in AI and customer implementation expertise and expect to continue hiring in key areas. The company's co-founder, Aaron Zinman, says they're not looking to improve margins, but rather to execute more decisively and quickly respond to market changes. They're aiming for a leaner, more focused operating model that will allow them to innovate and grow. The restructuring will result in a flatter organization with fewer management layers and smaller, more autonomous teams. It's interesting to note that Monday.com is not struggling financially, with expected 19-20% year-over-year growth in 2026. They're actually betting on AI to drive their future success and are positioning themselves to take on new challenges and adapt to changing market conditions. The company's advantage lies in its structured substrate, which gives agents a firmer foundation to act on. And they're highlighting their natively built agents and connectors with popular AI tools. As the industry shifts towards AI-driven workflows, Monday.com is taking a bold step to restructure and focus on their strengths. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out and whether they can execute on their vision. Next, second, from CIO. Monday.com cuts 20% of its workforce to restructure for the AI era. Healthy software companies typically don't suddenly eliminate one-fifth of their workforce, but Monday.com is doing just that as it bets on flatter teams, AI agents, and customer implementation expertise as the winning combination in the AI era. Monday.com co-founder and co-CEO Aaron Zinman today announced the very difficult decision to reduce the AI work platform company's global workforce by about 20% or 620 people. The move has nothing to do with increasing margins or replacing humans with AI, he insisted in his post on LinkedIn. Rather, it's a calculated decision to trim down and hone up next. Third, from Hackaday. Industrial GPU adapted for the desktop. As technologies change and adapt, we're often left with seemingly useless junk that has nowhere to go. Certainly anyone still sitting on a pile of floppy disks feels this way sometimes, but odds are anyone who owns a mining ASIC or an NFT can attest to that as well. And then, fourth, from the Register, Google is hoarding TPUs to chase artificial general intelligence. Google's parent company, Alphabet, is managing its fleet of AI accelerators to prioritize research on artificial general intelligence rather than renting them all to customers. CEO Sundar Pichai revealed the company's priorities during its second quarter earnings call, during which the company confirmed it has delivered on its plan to sell its tensor processing units, TPUs, to some customers. In response to news of those sales, Goldman Sachs analyst Eric Sheridan asked how Alphabet balances demand from customers who want to buy its TPUs and the web giant's own need for processing power. Next, fifth, from Slashdot, Pan Am plane crash. That inspired modern safety briefings found after 74 years. Longtime Slashdot reader Beaver Cleaver shares a report from the BBC. The wreckage of a Pan American Airways plane has been found 74 years after it plunged into the Atlantic Ocean in a crash that prompted mandatory airline safety briefings. The Clipper Endeavor was found 2,000 tdf 610-2 below sea level off the coast of Puerto Rico with a sonar-equipped drone. It went down on April 11, 1952, following multiple engine failure shortly after takeoff. Everyone on board survived the impact, but passengers struggled to locate life vests and rafts as the plane rapidly sank. Up next, sixth, from from SiliconANGLE. AWS turns Security Hub into an AI and multi-cloud security control plane by extending Security Hub to Microsoft Azure and adding artificial intelligence-specific protections. Amazon Web Services, Inc. is positioning its security stack as the foundation for securing enterprise AI at scale. And then, seventh, from the Register, Google is hoarding TPUs to develop artificial general intelligence. Google's parent company, Alphabet, is managing its fleet of AI accelerators to prioritize research on artificial general intelligence rather than renting them all to customers. CEO Sundar Pichai revealed the company's priorities during its second quarter earnings call, during which the company confirmed it has delivered on its plan to sell its tensor processing units, TPUs, to some customers. In response to news of those sales, Goldman Sachs analyst Eric Sheridan asked how Alphabet balances demand from customers who want to buy its TPUs and the web giant's own need for processing power. Next, eighth, from SiliconANGLE. AI infrastructure demand is outrunning even the boldest supply chain playbooks. AI infrastructure buildouts are moving so fast that plans made just months ago are already obsolete, forcing hardware makers to rewrite how they design, source, and ship the systems powering the next generation of AI factories. Up next, ninth, from The Shortcut, the Sony FX5 is the first Sony camera that records video in OpenGate and RAW. The Sony FX5 finally answers our prayers for a video camera with OpenGate 16.6 AwesomeDB full-stacked sensor pumps out 4K 120p and 5K 60p video triple base 800, 4000, and 2800 ISO speed. MainTian low-light performance new XOCN RAW format adds extra flexibility with up 280 trillion colors. Bion's XR2 processor adds AI subject tracking, enhanced low-light AF, and dynamic active stabilization. Detachable OLED viewfinder is bright, sharp, and tilts 90 degrees for a painful $698. Larger and longer-lasting battery promises up to 130 minutes of uninterrupted recording. We've been clamoring for a Sony camera that would effin' then. 10th, from Julie Dorork, July, Part 2. We're on the brink of high season over here. The air is hot and wet. The kitchen is full of flies, and I swat at them with a dish towel, trying to hit one while simultaneously shooing the chickens back out the doorway, where they appear over and over again, waiting to be invited in to gobble up the inevitable crumbs left on the floor. "We need a screen door," I yell to Anthony, who is perched at the very top of a ladder nailing clapboards onto the house. "I can't think about anything else until the siding is done." "Fair enough," I think to myself, retreating back into the kitchen, back to the view. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings, stay curious. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.